Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program. And joining us, we have some special guests in studio from the Cannes-Oakla Highway Sale. We've got some organizers here in studio. With us, we have Sandra, Joanne, and Grace. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
Good to have you. So I got into town. I've been here since September in Southeast Kansas, and I got to take advantage of last year's edition of the sale, which, you know, is one of the first things I think I did but when I came here, because I got here at the start of the month. So I know September seems like it's a long way away, but this sale is something that you guys pretty much organize and plan all year. Is that right?
Yeah, we take off the months of November and December due to the holidays, and then we start planning and keep it going all through the year.
Yeah, no, Sandra, I know that there's a lot of work that goes into this, and for those listeners who maybe are new to the area or have visited the area on occasion, can you tell us just a little bit about the highway sale and maybe how it started and how long it's been going on?
Well, it had begun to become really popular to have highway sales in different towns, and the main reason is to get an economic boost for our smaller towns and mainly our mom and pop shops. And so we went through the route and kind of picked them. This was not the original route. It includes Northeast Oklahoma and Southeast Kansas, but it was just a straight shot. And as we went, after the first year, a lot of the other towns asked, could they be part of it? So we kind of closed the ends off to make it to where it was one route that you could start at one end and end right back where you started. And that's what's made it the most important for the shoppers that come in, because once they get on it, they follow it and they come back, and you're not driving miles after miles and then have to come back the same miles the other way.
Sure. No, that makes sense. You can kind of do the whole circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people, yeah, they don't want to have to reverse or,
right,
or whatever. I know, you know, lots of folks end up, we've got some enthusiasts here listening, mm-hmm, to the program, and, you know, they spend the whole weekend doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this is modeled after some other of the kind of well-known highway sales.
The one that most everybody hears about came off a TV show that they have every year, and they go out on this show and show a couple of players running the tracks of it, and it was the Corridor 127 that runs through Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, and Mississippi, and it's a long track, but it's in August also.
Okay.
And we've got ours, you know, coming later, and they did that to pull people off of a new bypass that had gone through, and that's kind of our thing, is get people to stop in the little towns and visit us. And we do a lot of, like, the local events. We'll put them on our flyers that go out, and that just gets people to know what's coming, and a lot of people return back in our towns just for those events.
Well, and this is, I think the highway sales are such a great idea. Mm-hmm. I know I spent some time in Arkansas, and they had Bargains Galore on 64, which is another great,
right,
one that,
right,
you know, allows people to, and it is so well, mm-hmm, attended. I mean, there's so many people setting up for that. But you're saying that this is one of the top highway sales in the U.S.
Yeah, we've come up from where we were nothing. This is our 16th year for it. And we came up, it was just a small little sale. We had, I think, four towns at that time that were in on it. And it's just grown and grown. And we started advertising after the second year. We started advertising all over the United States, which seems strange to most people, but people will travel and set their vacations around this to come in. And if you'll notice, the one thing we hear from most of our sellers at the sales are that I couldn't believe the amount of out-of-state tags that we saw pull up to our, and they stop and talk to them and get to know these people, you know, that come. And everybody kind of sets, they do this year after year, and they'll set their favorite route or their favorite place that they stopped. And so they, you know, you can ask out on our Facebook page, where is the best place to go? How do you start the route? What is the best route? And everybody has their own opinion as to what it is. And there are so many of them that keep asking us to extend it because they can't do the whole route in just the 2 days it's allowed.
Well, sure. And, you know, this is one of those things, like you mentioned, some of the mom and pop stores. We've got lots of flea markets,
right,
antique stores along the route. And this is great for them because people like to be able to maybe park one place and then hit two or three different sales and maybe a store or that sort of thing. That way you're not start-stop sort of thing.
Right.
So that can be a really, really nice and helpful way to do it.
Now, we do have those people that's what they want to do, and it can be overwhelming when you start seeing it and you're stopping and starting. So we do have the pleasure of having a couple of large group sites on the route where we have people that are not right on the route. Maybe they live in the country or really off the beaten path, or even some out of town people that come to visit, and they'll come and set up with us at our group sites. And those, you'll get a lot of individuals that'll set up there with us, and then they just pull in. There's a place for the restrooms. They can get a little snack while they're there. They can just shop all of those, and then they load up one time and go on down the road and start hitting. But the individual residents, this is good for them also. This isn't just for the businesses, because the residents have learned that it's coming through and what people are looking for, and they'll go out and get this stuff and stockpile it for the year and have it ready to go. And then this just gives them a boost to their pocketbook, which helps them. Then they help spend more money that they've made at the highway sale too.
So. Sure. And you mentioned those group sites. Is there a registration that goes along with that? Who organizes some of those larger group sites?
Well, Joanne and I do the two largest, the Can Oakla certified sites. We have one in Coffeyville, and the property we used was owned by a business, and they've since sold that. So we haven't been able to locate another large area that we can do that. So we are looking if someone has something like that they would like to try and get that set up. It can just be like a park or anywhere, but we would like to do that in all of the towns, but that hasn't worked out yet. But we have a large one in Caney, Kansas, and that is out at the CVPA.
The Antique Tractor Club north of Caney. We have 40 acres out there. We have a large following that come in every year. We have about 30 or 40 setups. We have bathrooms, restrooms, and shade, and food. Good place to stop and rest.
Well, that is great.
And then the other one is in Dewey, Oklahoma, so that puts us one in each state. Both of them are on Highway 75, which is the biggest path of all of it. And so that just works out good. That gets them going. The thing we'd like to point out to people is this is a Friday and Saturday sale, but these people come from out of state, and they're here on Wednesday. And they're driving around looking. They basically come to do the stores first, because most of our small stores will have like a sidewalk sale, or they'll have a large sale inside their stores. And they come in early, and they go do our stores and just kind of drive around the towns, because we're all close enough. They can come from one end to the other, and they'll drive around and look. And if anybody is setting up early, they'll stop and ask if they can shop, so they get some of the shopping out of the way right then. But that gives us that extra couple of days that everybody keeps asking for. They've kind of made it, extended it themselves, where we haven't. Because we've got some people that can't do it on Friday, and they'll do it on just Saturday only. We'll do their selling. And we have some that come and buy that same way. But it's a whole new ball game one day after the other. Because if you've been there on Friday, lots of times you sell out and you get excited and run home and dig deeper to find more to bring back.
Absolutely. So. And do you have an estimate on how many shoppers actually come through on a given sale?
The closest estimate we have, we've got a gentleman that he's the one to go to whenever you want this. He drives around and looks at all of the sale and what's going on, and he gives us a pretty close estimate. He had us at 8,000 to 10,000 10 years ago. And I was talking to him last week, and he told me it's more to 12 to 15
I'm
now.
Sure it's more. Yeah. I mean, it's just no way. Yeah.
And you don't realize that unless you get out and really. A lot of people think, oh, this is just horrible because they're just, you know, the traffic is horrible that day. But people have learned if you drive politely, we've not had very many issues with it. Now, the first year it was horrible because they'd pull up on the highway and just stop and park where they shouldn't be parking. But they've kind of learned they have to get off the highway, or the police will come and tell them, you know,
sure,
you got to move. But it's working well. After 16 years, everybody kind of knows, use your manners with it. So.
No, absolutely. And Grace, I know that you're newer to this this setup here. Can you tell us just a little bit about what got you interested in helping with the sale and everything?
Okay, I own Flea's Antiques, which is an antique store in Independence, Kansas. For anybody who is familiar with Independence, we're right next to Turbo's. And last year was the first year that I participated in the 100-mile sale as an antiques dealer. And that is how I met Sandra and Joanne. They are always looking for a little bit more help with coordinating the sale, and so I decided to show up to one of the meetings and start getting a little bit more involved with that.
Well, that's fantastic, and I'm glad you brought that up, because you are always looking for volunteers. You know, that's the thing that we, you know, as shoppers, myself included, don't even really think about. We're just like, okay, well, you and what do you do? And you announce the date, and then people set up. But it's a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. So if people are interested in getting involved, we still got some time to kind of get you on board and that sort of thing. What's the best way to get involved if people are interested?
Okay, the best way is to call. We don't have volunteers for every town right now, and that's what we really want. We would like to have no less than 2 volunteers per town, but it hasn't worked out that way. Right now we've gone from 16 volunteers and we've dropped down to 4 of us. So the best place to do, if you're in Independence, if you'll call Grace, and her number is 316-640-4697. If you're in Coffeyville, call Jill, and her number is 620-251-4968. And Joanne is in Caney, and she's 620-779-2121. And I'm in the Oklahoma area, and I'm Sandra, and my number is 918-214-2443. And if anybody needs to get hold of one of these other girls and don't have the number or the connection with them, if they'll call me, I can hook them up with them.
Well, that is excellent.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. We also, you can go out on our Facebook page, and our website isn't up and running just yet. They're in there trying to design it for this year. But you can get out on Facebook, and there's a lot of stuff going on there. Read the comments. If you don't see something on the post itself, read the comments, because these shoppers are happy to help you and tell you whatever they think that they know about it and try and answer any questions you have.
Excellent. Well, anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners here this morning as we are continuing our discussion about the Can Oklahoma Highway sale coming up here in September?
Okay, we'd like to remind everybody that we do a large map, just one large map that will be on our Facebook and our website, and we'll make as many copies as we can of it. But it'll be there where you can pull it up off of the Facebook, and we'll do that. We'll post the number. And you go in and you put your own information out there for that. And then that helps helps them get it going. And they'll hold that back until prior to that. And we'll put out when the opening day, when she has that site ready to go for this year. And you go out and put your own on that. And then they pull one of them up, and it's divided by town so they can find it. But we're trying to tell everybody, get on there early. Plan early to do your sale, and then submit it early to be put on the map so that it'll be there. Because last year people waited till the week of. You can't get on there the week of. I mean, we try to run it up until that Monday prior to, but you just can't get it on. Everybody's doing all the last minute stuff that it takes to do this. The other thing is the businesses. If they're wanting on our advertising, the ones that are limited is our t-shirt and our rack card. So if you're interested in that, get hold of one of us and we will.
There we go.
We do a different t-shirt
every
year. Yeah, and that shows where you get your listings on there. So if you're wanting on those, be sure and call us just right now. We're trying to finalize all that so we can get our t-shirts printed. We got them out early last year and that worked so well for us, and that's what we'd like to do again. And any of the towns, if you have questions, we've been trying to get in contact, because some of the towns have permits for setting up their sales. And we try and stay with the city and the chambers to make sure we're abiding by all of those. There are sign ordinances in every town, and be sure and pay attention to those. And permits, you have to have the permit. Some of them will waive the price, but you have to have that permit still. So be sure and take care of that.
All righty. Well, anything else as we wrap up here? And this is a lot of great information. I'm glad that we're doing this early here.
It's also a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yes,
bring your car and your trailer and come on out.
Oh, absolutely. If you look out on the Facebook, that's the one thing every shopper tells you. Be sure and bring your trailer and your truck or you're going to be sorry. We do have the people, a lot of individuals that come from the Texas and even Missouri area that we know for sure bring their trailers and then truck them back home and empty them and come back the second day.
I live in a trailer park, and so we have people come in, for the sale. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they tell me, like, they bring their motor home and they fill it.
Absolutely.
I mean, they just, like, all over the beds and everything. Yeah. It's just amazing.
We even had people last year, one lady, her husband asked her what she wanted for her birthday, and she said she would like to have a group of their friends all get together and go do this. So they come pulling up in this huge bus. They went and rented a bus, and 30 people unloaded off of that bus. So, and they'll tell you it's the funnest thing they've ever done. Once they get going, and you learn. Every year you do it, you learn how the best way to do the route, the best places to go, things to do, the best time to visit our restaurants and our motels, and how to get in them, and all this. There's a way for everybody to do it, because this is an economic impact for our little towns, and this is the whole reason for having it.
Excellent. Well, it's going to be great. Mark your calendars for September 8th and 9th this year. I know all our Open Line listeners will be probably participating, because that's what it's all about. We enjoy it. And thank you so much, Sandra, Joanne, and Grace, for stopping by here today. I really do appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
All righty. Well, hey, we do have coming up, Peggy Steele will be on the way, so we'll be chatting with her here in just a few moments. That's on the way on the Mighty 690, 61 degrees right now in Coffeyville.